Forecast today, mainly cloudy, 50-50 chance for showers and possible thunderstorms, and a high around 80 degrees. City of Racine might be formally starting up semi-automated solid waste cart collections in about 3 months if the Common Council backs the Public Works and Services Committee's support of September 18th, though details about bulky and yard waste have yet to be finalized. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen said they're still waiting on 4 new collection trucks. 14 current vehicles are being retrofitted with the needed equipment to get this all started, a little later than prior to Labor Day as originally planned.
We are going to do mailers. We have flyers in the cart itself. We will do an extensive, one of the kickoff things, and one of the reasons we want to get this is that we are actually going in the 4th of July parade. We're going to have solid waste workers who are going to be pushing carts and going to have a trash truck going down the street, which we hope will say kicking off on the 18th of September.
Alderman Sandy Widener, though, questioned plans for bulky waste and yard waste pickup. She claimed proposed rules are different than what she was told initially and what she'd been telling constituents.
I think what the Commissioner of Public Works initially proposed, which was 4 bulky pickups per year, is more reasonable. I don't think people are going to use it, but I think it also gives some cushion or protections for me. I live in between 2 rental properties who have bulky waste out in front of their in the alley, you know, every week, and the thought that I'm going to look at that every day when I'm coming, going, and it's not going to get picked up is very disturbing to me.
Alderman John Tate II felt 4 free bulky waste pickup opportunities would be fair for everybody. The committee requested more alternatives on the bulky waste pickup for its next meeting in 2 weeks, but is sending the okay for launching the carts on September the 18th. A 33-year-old Kenosha man in custody accused of attacking a woman in an elevator at a Pleasant Prairie Seniors Complex. The 40-year-old victim at the Prairie Ridge Senior Campus, visiting a relative Monday evening, told investigators a man confronted her in the elevator, struck her in the head and face, and then tried to strangle her. Police found that man out in the parking lot, refused to stop. They deployed a taser, but he kept going. Eventually was taken into custody near St. Catherine's Hospital and taken off to jail. A 21-year-old Racine man, Xavier Goodwin, convicted on several counts after an innocent bystander was shot in the cheek in March of 2015, 17 and a half years in prison, and then 9 years of extended supervision, that from Racine County Judge Michael Piontek. The victim, now 17 years old, Destiny Finch, testified during trial. She saw 2 men firing guns before she got shot, identified one of them as Goodwin. A settlement reached with Menards for challenged property assessments at the Mount Pleasant store for the years 2015 and 16, okayed by the village board Monday evening. Trustee Gary Fee said it appeared the issue was headed for trial before mandatory mediation led to an agreement. The village assessor, Dan McHugh, said the agreement reduces the assessment about $1.3 million for each of the 2 years, and it limits the amount that must be refunded to the retailer.
Menards was originally looking at a $6.5 million value, which would have led to a refund in the over $100,000 each year. So all in all, a good result for us.
He said it appeared Menards had been accepting the $9.5 million assessment for its stores across the state. Gateway Technical College awarded an $80,000 grant by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation in support of the Launchbox Growth Accelerator Program.
The grant will help 10 area entrepreneurial teams start to grow their business by allowing Gateway to conduct 2 Launchbox classes with 5 teams each, one this fall and one in the spring. This is the 3rd grant awarded to Gateway by WEDC. According to a news release, all 14 companies that have participated in the program so far remain active and together have raised nearly $300,000 and generated more than $200,000 in sales revenues. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And at the 76th session of the Badger Boys State Youth Leadership Program, they've elected mayors, 27 of them for various communities. What's called the 51st state, that list includes Patrick Goldhammer from Waterford High School, Gabriel King from Burlington High, Felix DeSimone from Bristol and Westosha Central High School, Caledonia's Edward Meyer attending Greenfield High School, Graham Gross from Waterford Union High School, and Willem Fellman attending Bradford High School in Kenosha. 1301 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. It used to be the Warning Track Tavern. It closed because of multiple problems, including a triple shooting years ago. It came back to life, though, recently as BJW's Ultra Lounge. Operator Michael Winston, though, on the hot seat with the Public Safety and Licensing Committee due to some operational issues and his OWI arrest after closing one night. Winston hearing Police Chief Art Howell in a unique committee-requested appearance to explain the concerns based on the history of that location and the fact that the chief, he said, has a job to do in protecting the public just the same as the committee.
You bring up the OBWI, and okay. As you point out, you know, people are human, people make mistakes,
yes, sir.
And you didn't feel that that event should contaminate everything else. But understand, though, when it comes to issues of judgment, they will consider that.
I understand.
And, so, and you mentioned that you have court date.
Yeah.
And so it would not be appropriate for you to be penalized before the court has opportunity to hear that whole thing.
Okay.
So that's fair enough there. But once again, you have to be careful not to take a defensive posture as much as they're just asking questions.
Winston said he closes up early. He's got cameras. He hired an off-duty officer. He'll do whatever it takes. Plus, he has stopped drinking altogether due to what happened early that morning. It is renewal time for licenses in the city, so the panel, with limited options, recommended support for BJW's Ultra Lounge. Chairman Jeff Coe, though, the lone dissenter. The Racine County Board approving a grant of $200,000 to the City of Burlington to buy the former Knights of Columbus building for the new home as the Burlington Senior Center. Assistant Corporation Counsel Michael Langsdorf said it's the desire of the part of the county to put the seniors' organization on the path to sustainability, reminding supervisors the current Service Center building, in which they've been located since 1994, is going to be torn down. And Burlington identified the Knights of Columbus building as a good location for the seniors.
They have put forth an accepted offer, and with some additional resources from the county in an amount not to exceed $200,000, they would be able to complete that transaction whereby the city would purchase that building for continued use by the seniors, and then also for some necessary improvements that would allow it to be used as a senior center and for their programming.
The resolution approved unanimously by the county board last night without comment. A roundabout versus new and costly signals as the preferred alternative for Racine's Durant Avenue and Memorial Drive on a DOT project to reconstruct that portion of the roadway. It's supported by the Public Works and Services Committee. City Engineer John Rooney explaining that cost and real estate acquisition were two key factors in going with the roundabout.
And the big issue, obviously, with the real estate pavement costs and the cost to replace traffic signals and upgrade those current DOT standards was nearly $500,000 difference. It was about $460,000 less to build the single lane alternate, that which was the preferred alternative. Plus the annual maintenance cost is down. The difference, the delta between the two maintenance costs, is the cost of signalization.
Aside from the cost and the practicality issues on the roundabout, Rooney mentioned the choice process also ties into some pending legislation at the state capitol regarding communities having a voice for or against roundabouts. Common Council expected next Tuesday to approve the committee's unanimous recommendation. And a Racine Plumbing Company has purchased the building that it currently occupies, plus an adjacent commercial space with plans to expand. This is Building Waters at 21st and Lathrop. Got a loan through the City of Racine Revolving Loan Fund and financing from Tri-City National Bank. Business Lending Partners is the company founded by Wesley Rosenberg. It has grown to having 11 full-time employees and has plans to hire more. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee votes against a dance hall license for Pauline Simmons to hold public parties with music and dancing inside her Jump and Joy business at 2005 Lathrop Avenue. This after holding such an event recently without a permit, resulting in a citation. Simmons denied police claims there was a large fight that particular night, said that an officer told her that the party could take place as long as the door was locked.
The officer that was on duty was sitting there the whole time. They came and told us everything was okay. Now you can call them back in, and I mean, you can ask them. Everything was okay, but I feel like they only gave us a ticket because they came on a bogus mission. Someone called and said 100 people was fighting with guns. When they came, it was no fights, no arguments. The kids was acting normal.
Assistant City Attorney Nutran said that the officer in question, clear with Simmons about the party being illegal without the permit or the door had to be locked to keep the public out.
When they arrived and there was 150 people, it was difficult, I think, for RPD to believe at that point that it was a private birthday party as opposed to a teen party that was advertised as being open to the public with a cover charge.
Simmons also asking questions about having parties related specifically to her Jump and Joy business and was told those are not affected. Racine County Corporation Counsel John Lehman announcing his retirement at last night's county board meeting. Says it was a tough decision, but he and his wife are going to be helping their daughter relocate to Barcelona, Spain.
It's obviously a huge departure from what I'm doing right now, and I love what I'm doing right now. I love my job, and I love my client very much, and I always have. And I'm not sure there are many lawyers around that can say that, but I've been able to say that. And so it's going to be a tough departure, but an exciting next adventure.
He's been with the county for 20 years, serving as director of child support before becoming the top lawyer 11 years ago. John Lehman's retirement to be effective August the 4th. County Board Chairman Rusty Clark said that the executive committee and the board will work closely to try to choose the next council. Kenosha school board members voting unanimously last night to adopt a permanent salary structure for teachers, doling out raises based primarily on seniority and academic attainment. Board member Mary Snyder, who is a retired teacher, expressed full support for the plan.
I find, first of all, very exciting that everybody's going to get a raise they can count on, and I think it's past time. I'm very happy for that. The second thing is that they've expanded the numbers of steps. So after you teach for 12 years, you're not going to be frozen forever. I was frozen for a very long time, and I'm glad to see that that's expanded and that people are going to have more opportunity.
Several of the board members, including Gary Kunitz, voiced concern, though, that future boards might be forced to deviate from the plan if funds get a little tight.
I am committed to the next 2 years after this, to doing everything we can to sustain it, if we can. I mean, I am worried about things coming down the road. But I'm committed to doing everything we can to sustain it.
The district's top finance administrator told the board that he believes Kenosha Unified will be able to afford the plan, but it may not be easy. Still to be addressed, a salary structure plan for the district's non-teaching staff. Gateway Technical College and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards announcing a new mechatronics registered apprenticeship program on June the 20th at the S.C. Johnson IMED Center in Sturtevant. That'll be during an open house from 9 to 11 a.m. Employers who need skilled workers for this advanced manufacturing career are being encouraged to attend the event. Gateway and state officials worked to create the program after employees at a March apprenticeship forum hosted by the college indicated there was a great need for workers trained in mechatronics. Employers from Racine and Kenosha and Walworth counties expressing an interest. This new program to help train workers for an in-demand career field and will benefit employers with a trained workforce. And take note, the Kenosha Pops Concert Band launching its 95th season at 7 o'clock tonight, but not at the Penoyer Park Bandshell. Instead, due to roof repair at their regular home, the Pops Concert Band will be giving their free concert at Library Park downtown. The theme, Back at the Bandshell Again. Also, the musical presentations will focus on celebrities born in 1922, same year the Pops Band was formed as the American Legion Band. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.